need to learn how to get where you want to go in order to get there. So I started learning about the game on and off the field, and you know, what's the actual facts to go pro. And I started interviewing coaches, scouts, agents, pro players. We've interviewed 86 pro players that play in MLS, USL Championship, USL1, NISA, and a couple players around the world. And I basically figured out pretty quick that there's not one path to go pro.
All right, welcome back, guys. We are here on the last day of United Soccer Coaches Convention in Philadelphia. This is episode 55, and we have Kareem Ray with us. Kareem, welcome to the show. Kareem is the owner, founder of One Soccer Nation. I know you have aspirations to build your own professional club. And he's also an author. He wrote a book at the age of 18. That's impressive.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm trying to write a book, so you need to give me some tips.
Got it. Well, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on the podcast, taking the time. It's a long story short. Grew up in Canada playing soccer. I played for 2 decades. Wrote the book at 18. Gained the confidence to publish it at 19. And then just a year ago, I've been, building a business model around getting a professional club in the U.S. Market. So it's been a journey, but it's been amazing because we're a part of the beautiful game. So
what is One Soccer Nation? Like, what? How would you define it? What do you do?
Yeah, so my go-to is basically we want to give unknown superstars the chance to go pro. I feel that there's so much untapped talent around the world that just need one opportunity to be seen, and for them to make their dreams come true and give them an opportunity to get paid for what they love to do.
So when you talk about being seen, is it kind of like it'll almost be kind of like a little agency type of thing? Or like if there's players out there that you can clearly see they have talent, you're going to kind of obviously maybe fund them or help them to trying to get that shot?
Yeah, absolutely. So, when I was growing up playing in Canada, we didn't have a professional league to look up to. I grew up around a lot of guys that were really talented, and even some of the guys that are on the Canadian national team, Ayo Akinole, David Jonathan in the provincials, so on and so forth. But besides those guys that have made it, there's so much players that I've played with that haven't made it that were actually good enough to play. But sometimes it's about who you know, that one opportunity that you get seen. And I personally feel that there's so many players that just didn't get that opportunity. So what we want to do is invite 100 players out to our event and be able to guarantee that we're able to sign 25 players to pro contracts. And how we're going to do that is by having full ownership and full control of a professional team. So that's why I'm very excited about. And that's why I say, or that's why we say, giving unknown superstars a chance to go pro.
So where are you looking to base this team out of?
So market, we haven't identified a market yet. There's still things that we need to do beforehand. Making sure that we have pen to paper with the league that we're getting into. And then that's where we get to, then claim an open market and then go into that market and make it ours. Yeah, so very early stages still.
Yeah, and I know it's a lot of work because obviously we had a UPSL team at one point, and being a one-man show is definitely difficult. So you got to put the right pieces in place, get the funding for it, and that's definitely a process. But I know you made a good connection the other day on that. So
Ira Jersey, yeah, shout out to Ira Jersey from Central Rio, New Jersey.
Yeah,
if I'm saying that correctly. But yeah, huge connection. Yeah,
nice, man. Well, yeah, hope that works out for you.
Thank you. So
let's talk about the book, right? What gave you the inspiration to even start writing it? And then how long did it take you to actually, finish writing and publishing it?
Absolutely. So my mentor is like, Kareem, do you know how to go pro? And I was like, obviously not, right? Or else I would have been pro.
It's like a backhanded question.
He's like, you need to learn how to get where you want to go in order to get there. So I was like, you're completely right. So I started learning about the game on and off the field, and what's the actual facts to go pro. And I started interviewing coaches, scouts, agents, pro players. We've interviewed 86 pro players that play in MLS, USL Championship, USL1, NISA, and a couple players around the world. And
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I basically figured out pretty quick that there's not one pathway to go pro.
Not at all.
And so long story short, 18, you know, my mentor planted the seed. I didn't even know I could write a book. I didn't even know it was possible. And I started, I make it very simple. I say, anybody that asks me about, you know, writing a book, I say, you know, come up with the topics. Let's say you have 10 topics that you want to write about. And then start creating content. It's very easy now. You don't even need to type. You could just talk about it, you know, and it'll type out. Depending on, like, what platform you're using, I think on Google Sheets you could even do that. You could just talk and it's going to start typing, right? We have very powerful technology. The second thing is, you know, a cover design. You could get it for $10 on Fiverr, very cheap. And then you could publish it on, for example, KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing on Amazon, and it's a print-on-demand platform where, you know, say somebody from England or somebody from the U.S. or somebody from Canada wants to order a book, Amazon's going to print one copy if they order one copy and ship it to them. If they
order cool.
10 copies, it'll ship 10 copies, so it's print-on-demand, and obviously Amazon will take a slice and you'll get a cut as well.
Yeah, nice. Definitely seems like you found a good way for, I mean, anybody out there that wants to do it, because all the stuff you said right there, it's like, Google, you can do that for free. Like you said, the Fiverr thing's good. So, I mean,
a lot of people put roadblocks in their own path. They think that, you know, it requires this grand effort when sometimes it's just about doing the little things, you know, and being consistent with it. So, you know, even just starting a podcast, like I'm sure you guys started the same way, but I mean, we use Anchor to publish them right now. And at first we actually recorded directly through the platform. So, you know, using your phone, your iPad, you don't need any kind of fancy equipment. It's just about doing it, you know, recording the first one. And once you do the first one, you do another one and then another one. Same thing with writing a book. You write one sentence and then another one. You put a paragraph together, then a page and then a chapter. And then all of a sudden you got a whole book, yeah. Right? So I guess walk us through that process of actually like putting the content of the book together.
So, again, it was just simply figuring out what I wanted to talk about, the topics, and then just...
Because it's basically a step-by-step guide, more or less.
Yeah, more or less.
For you know, youth players that want to reach that level, and I kind of flipped through it a little bit, and it gives you the core information. It's you know, a small book. It's easy to read, so it's great for, like, younger players that are just trying to figure it out, you know, and just need a little bit of, like, guidance.
I think, you know, I wrote this when I was 18, so go easy on me, guys, if you guys get a copy. We'll have better content coming out in the future, hopefully, definitely soon. Again, you know, it's just to provide a little bit of that guidance, share a little bit of that information, and learn from my pitfalls, learn from my mistakes, and learn from my success. And the cool thing with the book is that, you know, you write it once, and it could be printed a million times and shared with a million people,
right?
You know, so say you sold the book for $1 to a million people, that's $1 million, right? So I think that's what's the pretty cool thing. And it's all, you know, the most important thing is that right intention is to provide value.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, I'm definitely looking forward to digging into that a little bit more. But where can people buy the book?
So if you go to Amazon and you type in Kareem Ray, there's a green book that will pop up. My name is spelled K-A-R-E-E-M, last name R-A-E, and you'll see a green book titled I Want to Become a Professional Soccer Player. Check it out, guys.
You have another book as well, right?
Yeah, so GoPro Soccer Secrets. It's the same content inside the book, but the difference is the cover. It was more so of a marketing to see if
which
more
one
people
would
buy it.
Yeah, oh,
due
interesting.
To the cover. Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, I never went to school, but I've done a lot of marketing, Facebook ads and stuff like that. So, you know, this was just me trying to test something and seeing if it would work. But, yeah.
That's smart.
This book is the one that people really attract to.
The green one. I Want to Become a Professional Soccer Player, the Ultimate Guide for a Soccer Player to Go Pro by Kareem Ray. Get it on Amazon. Thank you, Kareem.
Thank you guys for taking the time. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Kareem.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.